Vava Basra, Perik Vav, Mishnah Vav, 6-6. So this Mishnah has a setup in which you have Reuven owns a gina, like a garden, like a vegetable patch, and within the garden is another garden that belongs to Shimon, however that happened. And so Shimon, to access his garden, to grow his vegetables, will need to walk through Reuven's property. So one or the other, Reuven negotiated with Shimon to ensure that Shimon has access rights. The question is, they didn't specify exactly what those rights were. All we know is that Shimon is allowed to walk through Reuven's property, through that the garden, to get to Shimon, to get to his own garden. So there are two possibilities here. Possibility one is, we'll call this possibility A, is that the little path that Shimon is allowed to take runs through the middle of Reuven's garden. And possibility B is that it's on the side of Reuven's garden. The difference is, you can't expect Reuven to like do two separate plantings in his garden. So if he's going to be planting cabbages in the garden, he's got to plant the whole thing, including the area where the path is in the middle of the garden, and just Shimon's expected to sort of walk around the cabbages. Whereas if the path that's been designated for Shimon to access his garden is on the side of Reuven's garden, so then Reuven's not expected to plant, you know, cabbages there, because he doesn't need to. It's not a big deal to just stop right before the path instead of on the path. And that, of course, will ensure that the path is free for no stumbling and for Shimon not to twist his ankle and the like. So the question is, what are the exact access rights that Shimon would be entitled to if they didn't specify in their terms more than just, you know, where the path is going to be? So says the Mishnah, Mishi yeshlo gina lifnim meginaso shel chavero. You have someone, that's Shimon, who has his own garden within the borders of the garden of his friend, meaning Reuven's garden. So if we're talking about case A, where the path that Shimon needs to access his garden runs through the middle of Reuven's garden, which I told you before means that Reuven's allowed to plant in it, therefore nichnas b'shasha derech b'nei adam nichnasim v'yotze b'shasha derech b'nei adam yotzin. Shimon can access his garden, that's fine, but only during normal gardening hours, which means daytime, right? Shimon can't camp out there at night, can't be walking there all hours. He has to go there just, you know, during the daytime. So there's limited access, but enough access he can do what he needs to do in terms of his gardening. Venu machnet lasocha tagarin. And Shimon has no right to bring additional, like, let's say, like he's growing his carrots in his garden, Shimon is. So Shimon finds someone who wants to buy his carrots. He can't bring that guy with him to get the carrots from the garden, because that would mean that not only Shimon, but also Shimon's, you know, purchaser is walking through that little path. And that means there's a lot of damage to the path and perhaps to the cabbages that Reuven's trying to grow. Not only that, but Shimon has every right to use the path to access his own garden, but that's all he's got rights for. He can't use that path now as like a shortcut to access, you know, I don't know, the swimming pool in Levi's backyard. No, he can't do that. Right? V'chitzon, the outer guy, meaning Reuven, who owns the land that the path is on, Zorea Esaderech. He's allowed to plant his vegetables on the path as well, so he can grow his cabbages there. And just Reuven is expected to plant the cabbages as he needs, because it's his, doesn't have to go be an inconvenience. But Shimon is expected to walk around the cabbages, not damage them. You know, fine. That's if it's running through the path that Shimon gets is right through the middle of Reuven's field, but or garden. But if it's Naslo Derech Min Hatzad Medashneim, if they come to an agreement, they don't have to agree, but they both agree that the Shimon's access path will be on the side of Reuven's property, not through the middle of it. So then it'll be a little more lenient, because we're not expecting Reuven to plant there, because he doesn't have to. He can just stop a little earlier, and that will make the path open, more convenient for Shimon, and that being the case. Nichnas b'shashu rotze v'yotze b'shashu rotze. First of all, Shimon can go on the side, on that side path, if that's how they've arranged it, anytime he wants, because Reuven can't say you're in my way. No, he's not in his way. It's going whenever he wants, because it's not in anyone's way. Umachnis l'socha tagarin. Also, since Reuven hasn't got any, you know, cabbages growing on that path now, so Shimon can go with, you know, the guy who wants to purchase his carrots, and they can go together on the path. It's not causing interference, damage, anything to Reuven. V'lo yikanas matoch l'toch steacheres. But still, Shimon, who can use his path to access his own garden whenever he wants, can't use it as an access way for other things. In other words, Reuven says, you're allowed to walk through my garden to get to your garden, but not walk through my garden to get to Levi's swimming pool. No. and neither Reuven nor Shimon are permitted to plant anything on that path that's going on the side. Okay, it's there for access for Shimon's garden, and that's that. So therefore, Reuven has no reason to plant there because it's going to be in the way, and Shimon has no rights to plant there.